Hey. Do you remember me? You do? Wow, I didn't expect that. No. It's been over 10 years. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't remember. I'm back home for a little while. I don't know if you heard, but my dad passed away about a week ago. You saw the police show up, right? It was a stroke. Anyway, I'm just here to go through his stuff, figure out what to keep, what to give away. I'm thinking I'll just donate it all to Goodwill or something. I can't really think of any mementos that bring back fond childhood memories. I haven't even stepped into the house yet. I'm kind of scared to. I've locked away my memories of it for so long. I don't know if I'm scared that it'll look different or that it'll look exactly the same. It's funny, everything else here hasn't changed a bit. Except for you. Walking through the neighborhood, being back here, I sort of forgot we're not kids anymore. Anyway, you look really good. How have you been? Oh, you know, I wasn't sure if you still lived here. It's a relief that you do. Well, yeah, I half expected a stranger to open the door. That would have been hard to digest. Because you were my only friend here. And I don't know, over the past several years, I guess I've kind of been holding on to hope that I might see you again. I guess I just needed a reason to come back. A reason I couldn't talk myself out of. Exactly. Sorry to drop in so unexpected. Especially under such, dire circumstances. Is now a good time? Because if you're in the middle of something. Okay. Would you want to walk with me to my old house? It would be nice to not have to face it alone. Okay, let's go. Here it is. The lawn hasn't been mowed in forever. How long has it looked like this? If I didn't know any better, I'd think nobody's lived here for years. You know, when I got the call that he died, they said no one even knew about it for the first few days. He hadn't been showing up to work. His newspapers were piling up on the front porch. And the mailman noticed his truck was still in the driveway, so he figured something was wrong. How depressing is that? That it took 5 days for anyone to even notice. No other family, no friends. He didn't leave a will behind because he had nobody to leave anything to. Sometimes I feel guilty about leaving. Yeah, I guess I didn't really have a choice. Hey, look. My tire swing. And my tree house. AKA our pirate ship. Wow. I remember all the times we'd hide up here, we'd planned to run away together, somewhere far. Where did we decide we'd go? Right, India. Shall we? No, I meant, should we climb up the treehouse? Is that safe? It's not gonna, like, break under us, is it? Only one way to find out. Wow, it's exactly how I left it. It's like it's been frozen in time. With the addition of a few cobwebs. You know how I told you my dad built this for me? He didn't. It was already here when we moved in. I'm not really sure why I lied. I think it just made me feel important. I wanted you to think somebody loved me enough to build me a treehouse. Stupid. Hey, look. It's the bottle of liquor we stole. Remember? We were pretending we were pirates, and so naturally we needed a bottle of rum. We never even opened the bottle. I remember thinking he wouldn't notice it was missing. But of course he did. That was the same day CPS took me away. The last day I saw you. I hated leaving you behind. Sometimes I wish we really had run away together. I wonder how far we would have made it. I was so ready to. I had it all planned out. I'd pack lightly. A couple dolls, maybe a sweater. And then we'd steal a boat and set sail. It was an excellent plan. I think we could have made it happen. With our $12.42 we'd saved up. I would have gone anywhere with you. India, Australia, the moon. You know, living here with my dad and then going into the foster system, I never really felt like I had a home. Except with you. You felt like home. I loved you so much. I still do. You think we can finally get this bottle open? Hey, as long as it doesn't have cobwebs on it. Here, I got it. There we go. There's a little dust around it, hold on. I'll wipe it with my sleeve. Okay, good as new. This is perfectly sanitary, right? We should play a game. No, not like pirates. We should play a drinking game. Never have I ever. I played it at a frat party once. Basically, we take turns saying something we've never done. So I'd say, never have I ever been to Disneyland. And if the other person has been to Disneyland, then they have to drink. Then you would say something you've never done, and if I have, I take a drink. Do you want to play? Okay, I'll go first. Never have I ever been to Disneyland. I know, I already said that. I can't think of anything else. Never have I ever been to Disney World. Better. So now you have to drink if you have been to Disney World. Then you pass the bottle to me and say something you've never done. So you say, never have I ever, blank, been to a frat party. Okay, that's not fair. You already know that I have. Never have I ever believed something was haunted. That's right, bottoms up. You used to be convinced my house was haunted. Looking at it now, I don't really blame you. That's a good one. But nope, I've never drunk to the next either. My turn. Never have I ever been in love. So you have? Oh, so you're not sure. Why are you unsure? You were young. How young are we talking? Oh, really? I meant what I said, that I loved you. I think I was too young to be in love. Honestly, to this day, I'm not even really sure what being in love feels like. If I'd had you around for longer, though, I'm pretty sure I'd know. Did I mention I wrote you a letter? On your birthday? I was 13. But I never heard back, so I assumed you either didn't want to hear from me or I got the address wrong. I was hoping the latter. It kills me to think that maybe if you just got my letter, this could have happened sooner. I'm sorry I never came back until now. It was just too hard. Better late than never, right?